KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 43 degrees. Raining in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. A Brighton man is now facing criminal charges after a video showed him threatening a snowboarder with a shotgun. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy.
Jeff, this is a month after Lauren Richardson posted the video on Instagram and it quickly went viral. In the video, you can hear 67-year-old Keith Stebbings say this is private property while pushing Richardson. Stebbings also at one point says, if you do it again, there'll be holes in you. Now, Stebbings is charged with aggravated assault and making a threat of violence. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says property owners can take action if their safety is being threatened, but he says this went too far.
And perhaps holding a gun at your side would be one thing. Even that, I think, would be a stretch. But brandishing a gun for someone who's merely standing on your property and not in your home is further than what the law allows a homeowner to do.
Charging documents also note that police were unable to find any private property signs on Stebbings' land. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Attorneys for Stebbings argue that there were several private property signs posted. Steve Burton says he saw them there himself.
I had actually bought a pair of snowshoes and went up there to see them myself. And I took a bunch of photos with my phone showing that there were about seven no trespassing and private property signs surrounding his and his neighbor's property.
Burton also tells KSL TV that his client had a shotgun in his hand, but did not point it at the snowboarder. KSL News Time 302. Breaking news on KSL, 45 people are dead in South Africa after a bus headed to an Easter conference plunged off a cliff. South Africa's transportation department says an 8-year-old also was seriously injured in the crash. The cause of the accident is now under investigation. The Colorado River ain't what it used to be. So where's all the water going?
The new study found that of the millions of acre feet of water we're pulling out for other uses every year, more than half of it is being used to irrigate farms, particularly alfalfa and hay. In fact, alfalfa alone uses more water than any city or industry along the entire river. Leaders have been calling on all the states, including Utah, to conserve water for the Colorado River for some time, as it's seen a massive 20% decrease in its total flow since the turn of the century.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Utah gets more than a quarter of its water from the Colorado River. Today, the Interior Department freed up $30 million for conservation projects in the upper Colorado River Basin, which includes southwestern Utah. The money will go towards short-term sustainability projects for the river, a river that provides drinking water to 40 million people. A judge has sentenced the founder of FTX to 25 years. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the sentence coming after Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of stealing billions of dollars in customer funds. ABC's Aaron Katursky is standing in the rain outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan with more.
The judge said he was trying to do two things, punish Bankman-Fried for what he called a very serious crime and also deter him from committing fraud in the future.
Bankman-Fried's attorneys say they will appeal the conviction. The Baltimore Orioles today honored victims of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse before the team's season-opening game against the Los Angeles Angels. The Orioles held a moment of silence to honor victims, first responders, and those impacted by the fatal incident. Former President Trump attended the wake of fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller on Long Island. Diller, who leaves behind a wife and 1-year-old son, was fatally shot during what should have been a routine traffic stop.
We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
The 34-year-old suspect is charged with murder of a police officer. And a star-studded mega fundraiser tonight for President Biden's reelection campaign. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, as well as late-night host Steve Stephen Colbert attending the event at Radio City Music Hall. 5,000 people are expected to attend. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The man credited with rescuing the Utah Pride Center is leaving the organization. Ryan Newcomb took over after the Pride Center closed its doors and let go of most of the staff. Newcomb shepherded the organization back from a severe cash crunch. The new interim director of the Pride Center, Chad Call, who's already running this year's Pride Festival. Traffic could be an issue if you plan to travel this weekend, Easter weekend, and spring break. Roads are going to be much more crowded than usual.
UDOT predicts that Sunday between noon and 6 p.m. will be the busiest time on the roads this weekend. But several days over the coming week could get pretty crowded. Mitch Shaw with UDOT recommends being prepared for delays.
Be prepared for what you might encounter on the road. And if you need to take some food or some water, make sure your car is full of gas. We don't want anyone running out of gas and stalling on I-15.
The good news is that UDOT has shut down roadwork in the Nephi area to help keep traffic flowing as people travel to and from the Las Vegas and St. George areas. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic for right now. Ricky Meese is here with her Dodgers shirt on.
It is. It's opening day.
Yeah, you're leading 2-0, middle of the second inning. So
well,
there you go.
That's a good one. Well, Jeff, are you ready for this? We have restrictions in place for Sardine, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons because of the snow. A KSL traffic trooper says it's a rain-snow mix coming down pretty heavy in Ogden and the rain in the valley. This is why we have delays on I-15 in Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, here we go again. My minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.